This recording, Spain 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc, which is high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. We used to live in a house by the seaside. It was very pretty because we had we weren't supposed to live there. We bought that house for the weekends and for the summer, but we fell in love with the place. It was very pretty, and we had a beautiful garden, and the beach was 5 minutes, you know, walking. So it was very nice. So we got the house, and we ended up living there. And although my friends worked in different places, we had that house, and it was very nice for us to grow up because it gave us like a contact with the nature, and also we had a lot of space to run and to jump and to play, and it was much better than an apartment. And my friends, both of them worked, and it was very well, and it's still very normal there in Spain, like to have a maid that takes care of the kids during the day. And so she lived there. We were at school, but she always waited for us, and after school, and made dinner and everything. And then my parents came home. But I always remember my childhood as a very, very happy one. And we celebrated the feasts also, like very, well, Spain is a very traditional country. So every feast, every holiday is very, very, it's got a very big celebration, and especially Catholic holidays, because they are like a very important part of the culture. Although you're not religious or whatever, they are still, you know, being celebrated, and people, it's like more a social thing sometimes. So, and I remember my mother, well, and she still, you know, makes like for Christmas, for example, she always, our house is a meeting point of all our relatives. That's a lot of work too, because when we were little, we didn't realize, and the maid always helped her. But now that when we grew up and everything, we cooked with her and everything, and it's so much work. And we, you know, all the dishes are very elaborated, and we have turkey and stuffed turkey, and a lot of little tapas, that the little dishes of Spain that we talk about, and they're very, very famous. And you have to cut everything and to prepare everything and make sure everything is okay. Wine also, you have to be very careful with the wines, and, you know, and storage in them and everything, storage to them. And she always took care of that, and that was always very, very nice. And Christmas in Spain is like in the States a little bit. We have the big days, but there are some differences, and, you know, we have the dinner on the 24th. And then there's a meal on the 25th, it's a big meal also. And we get like little presents that night. We say that, some people say it's not Santa Claus, but some people say it's baby Jesus that brings the presents. It's like a little thing. Or we also play sometimes Secret Santa, what you call here, but it's not Secret Santa, we call it the Invisible Friend. And so you don't know who in your family, they will tell you afterwards, of course, but you don't know who is the one that is making you the present. But the big day for presents is the 6th of January in Spain. It's when the three wise men come. And you have to leave your shoes, they have to be very clean. Right? And you have to put them all under a chair. And so they know, you know, whose is your place, which place is yours. And they bring the presents, they put everything there, and the following morning. And you have to leave water for the camels. Because they come in camels and all that. You have to leave water and some drinks for them, some snacks. But the problem now is that, like, it's so late, you know, it's the 6th of January, and kids start school like 1 or 2 days afterwards. So they don't have enough time to enjoy the presents. And that's why Santa Claus is beginning to be introduced in Spain.